So, maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers. Or maybe you're interested in starting a new personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $149, people. $149, okay? Not $149, $1.49. Go to GoDaddy.com and enter promo code WWC149. That is WWC149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens? Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV, and I'm here with Ben Mandelker from B-Side Blog. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, you can find us on Facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens to tell us what you think and post articles and give us shit, whatever you'd like to do. We're also on Patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. There you can be a subscriber to the show where you'll get extras like a weekly bonus episode, a monthly Google Hangouts party, which will be happening next Thursday night, the 19th, right, Ben?
I believe it's the
13th.
Thursday the 13th.
So we're doing that Thursday the 13th. And then we'll be giving, for the Ultra subscribers, we will be giving ringtones. We had our first round last month, and that was really fun. And we're getting some more together now. For our social media links, Ben and I, you can find those at watchwhatcrappens.com. That has a link to our Patreon page, our Facebook page, all our Twitters, our Instagrams, and blah, blah, blah. And we will stop wasting your time with that at the front of the show. So just go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find that stuff. What do you want, Ben?
Sorry, I got very urgent, right? I'm drinking coffee. January 25th, we're doing a live show at the Improv in Hollywood. So if you're in the L.A. area...
Yeah, come down to the live show. That's gonna come watch so it.
It'll be seeps fun. Yeah, we want a big big crowd.
Yeah, and we're going to have to try and get some housewives or something in there.
We'll get something. We'll get something or someone. We'll get a robot.
Yeah, we'll get a little Roomba.
Yeah, we'll get... We'll see what the Roomba has to say, because I'll tell you one thing. A Roomba is a little bit more articulate than many of these housewives.
No kidding. At least it has a purpose.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that makes sense. Certainly makes more sense than half the shit that comes out of these women's mouths.
Look at that little machine. It doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense, but it's actually doing something with its life.
I know. It actually has a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, when it hits a wall, it knows to turn around and go in another direction.
And not just throw a drink at it and call it a cunt for the next 13 hours.
Or to deny that the wall was even there, or that it hit the wall in the first place. Or to say that the wall is now, like... going to tear apart its family, even though it was the Roomba's fault for hitting the wall in the first place.
Or to call the wall an anti-Semite when you know you've lost the argument.
Or to accuse, the wall of making up rumors about the Roomba's mother.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Can we start? Okay, first off, we have so much to be grateful for this week. It's not even Thanksgiving. But listen, it was just candy Halloween, so thank you for all the candy, neighbors.
Yeah.
Also, Bravo got off its ass and released two new shows this week. Vanderpump Rules, which isn't new, but it's premiered, which is great. And The Heroes of Hollywood. So thank you, Bravo gods, because we needed that.
Now, of course, I'm thinking about Kristen as a Roomba. And every time she gets the wall going, seriously?
I looked up this wall on Instagram. It's a whore.
This wall cheated on the other wall. I saw it was on the Home Depot Instagram.
I can't even face that wall.
I can't even look at that wall. It makes me so angry. Seriously? So, look at all the crumbs in front of this wall. Like, seriously?
So do you want to start with that, or do you want to start with Real Housewives of Jersey?
Yeah, I'm going to let you choose.
Let's say Jersey. Let's just...
Let's get the shit out of the way.
Yeah,
Let's use our Roomba to suck up all this crap on the floor that is New Jersey.
Yeah, this was a very extreme week of the Teresa victimhood.
Yes.
But when they shot this, Teresa, in all fairness, had just been sentenced like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so they had this, you know, they did all this shit because they're awful people. And I love that Bravo doesn't even try to pretend anymore. Like Andy's just had to stop pretending that he's not basically just ruining everyone's life. And that was the best part to me of the reunion when Andy is telling Dina, well, I think the show probably ruined your relationship with your sister, right, Dina? And then Teresa starts a plot, like gives him a golf clap. And she's like, finally, you admit that this show has some effect on people's lives. And I was like, wow, that's pretty astute of Teresa.
Pretty astute, but it's also pretty stupid because if you have that issue, then why have you been on the show for like five seasons?
Well, but she's talking about specific manipulation. Like Dina agreed to do the show because her family wasn't on it. So they said, okay, your family's not on it. And then midway through, they're like, haha, your family's on it.
Yeah.
And they cheated, you know, and that's not cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, like they didn't shoot any scenes. I mean, Jacqueline was obviously shot. Like
she refused to do it. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but also Jacqueline, like, she didn't do a scene with anyone except for one of the twins and Kathy. Like, she was in a whole different universe. It was like,
I know, obviously but that wasn't it. The goal. You see, they thought they could mix them in and Dina would just have to go with it. That's why Andy was like, oh, you know, there's rumors that you were like going to be furious with anybody who shot with Jacqueline. You know, it's like trying to make her look like a bitch, basically, like calling her out on national TV. And she was like, well, you know, I didn't agree to ever film with her. That's why I didn't do the show in the first place. You cunt.
Right. Yeah.
I just want somebody to say that to him. Like, you stupid cunt. Like, what do you think? I'm going to just, like, suddenly throw everything out the window and fight just so you can get better ratings for your stupid show, you cunt? How about, like, make an effort and stop hiring people in front of the Dairy Queen or wherever those bitches get their culottes? Like, make an effort.
From Dunkin' Donuts. Show, right? That's why I get my culottes from Dunkin' Donuts. That's why I met Bobby. We both reached for the same culotta and knocked it over.
Well, the thing is, I have very mixed feelings about Dina because it sounds like the root of it all is Jacqueline. She sounds like she really hates Jacqueline and she doesn't want to be around Jacqueline for whatever reason. We don't know why, but that's what I'm gathering.
They showed us the clip of the first season where it started, right?
Where did it start?
They showed that argument where Jacqueline was going at the stripper whore, the prostitution.
Danielle Staub.
Yeah, she was going at her, and then Dina stood up and was telling Jacqueline to shut up or something. Didn't you see that whole part?
Yeah, I didn't realize that that's what started the whole feud. And then Jacqueline was like, what did Jacqueline say? I don't even remember.
Well, she said it started with the show, and then that's what they showed from the show. So I'm guessing it just started going out of there because Dina was insinuating throughout the show that about all the stuff that happens off the show. So, like, Danielle working with Jacqueline to bring down Teresa, she insinuated stuff about that, which we already knew.
Yeah, I think I'm assuming that Dina really did not like that Jacqueline really ever had some sort of relationship with Danielle. Because I remember from the very beginning, from the very first season, was really sort of centered around the fact that Danielle wanted to be friends with Dina, and Dina, like, hated Danielle. And so there was always this thing, you know? But, you know, when Dina was talking and she said that she's tried to reach out and then she didn't get text messages or like things would be going well and then things would change or like Lexi wasn't invited to like a party or something like that, you know? So at first I was like, oh gosh, like that's interesting. But then I honestly, Caroline was on Watch What Happens and someone posted this on our page. I'm sorry, I don't have it up, so I can't give you credit. But Caroline was kind of like, she made a good point. She said, Dina says like that she would like to do a cooking show with me, but she says, I'm a package deal. You can't just like accept me and not everyone else. Like you have to like accept the good with the bad and you can't make ultimatums because apparently I guess Dina made an ultimatum to Chris. Like, you know, I can't, unless you get rid of Jacqueline, I can't like really talk with you or whatever.
Well, every family member needs to learn you never go against the wife. I mean, we learned that in my family really quick because I come from a big Lebanese family. And when that shit went, you know, we had a lot of family shit go down. And the husband's always going to choose the wife or he's going to get a divorce. You know, there's no way you can just say split from your wife for your family. Yeah. Like, he left your asses a long time ago.
Yeah, so, like, I don't really know what happened between these siblings, but I have to say I kind of feel like I believe Caroline's side of the story a little bit more. If it's true, I do think that, like, Dina needs to grow up a little bit. They probably both, all of them need to grow up. It seems like a very stupid feud. You know, Caroline said, listen, Dina has not been going to family functions for years now. So it's not just that, like, she wasn't invited to this engagement thing. Like, Dina has been actively not going to things that she's been invited to. So there's more to the story than that. I don't know the situation, but I'm sort of on Caroline's side.
I'm on nobody's side. I'm on nobody's side.
I'm on Franny's side.
All they do is talk about family, but no one gets along in the families. They ignore each other. They don't speak to each other. Dina doesn't speak to her sisters. Teresa hates her brother and her sister-in-law.
Yeah. Well, I loved when Kathy was like, well, you know, this show's about mending family. It's about mending family. I'm like, oh, yeah, poor Kathy. You're so deluded. If you think that anything on Bravo is about mending anything, you are sadly mistaken.
Family has been mended? Like, what are you even talking about? Melissa? Because they still don't even speak to each other. Melissa's just nice to her on TV because she doesn't want people to be mean to her on Twitter when Teresa's going through a quote-unquote hard time.
I'm still waiting for Bravo to trot out, like, one of these victims of the fraud. Then, you know, that would be interesting to me.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you cast one of the people that lost their homes because Joe Giudice never paid their company back?
Yeah, how about that?
Jerks. So the deep stuff actually gets more interesting because beyond what we were just talking about, the usual family stuff that we've been talking about for Evs, she actually said something that really made the world go crazy at her, and I don't know that she can recover. And I had heard about it before I actually saw the reunion, so I guess...
What was it?
They were talking about their kid, how no one even invites her kid anymore, and that's just so rough, and Andy was like, well, you don't even know Jacqueline's...
Yes.
Jacqueline's son, and she's like, no, I mean, I don't know him, and there's nothing I could do for him, you know, I'm not a doctor. The only thing I could do is love him and blah, 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 which she doesn't.
In my own way. Seen him. Yeah.
And then she's like, sometimes it's better to love from afar or whatever. So then she says, but it's more, you know, it's more hurtful with my daughter because she knew Chris. She had a relationship with Chris. So she feels dumped. And I feel sorry. I feel worse for the kid who knows what's happening, right? So that's what she's basically said. I feel sorry for the kid who knows what's happening. Well, everyone in the world took it to mean Jacqueline's son doesn't know what's happening because he's autistic, so who cares about his feelings? And
I didn't take it that way.
Crazy. I didn't take it that way. I took it that he's young. Yeah, he's a kid. He doesn't know me, so losing me doesn't matter to him.
Exactly.
But it hurts my daughter because she lost an uncle.
Yeah, but that being said, when she was saying that stuff, I actually felt like it was very manipulative. It was like, you know, like, don't act like that. You know, if you wanted Lexi to have a relationship with her uncle, you would just be the bigger woman and you would bite the bullet and you would allow there to be, like, there was something about it that rubbed me in a wrong way. It felt a lot passive aggressive, very passive aggressive. I just felt like just to say, well, I reach out and then da, 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 and then they don't reach out to Lexi and da, da, da. It's like, it's fine. You don't have to. Meanwhile, there's like a drill going on outside.
It's
a jackhammer. I'm telling you, they've been building. They're like tearing apart the streets in my whatever. But to say, oh, you can do whatever you want to do to me, but don't do it to my kid. It's like, don't play that. Like, that's, I found it to be very manipulative.
And she can forgive the man who cheats on her and screws around all over town because he's got a lot of money and a giant house that she can live in. But when it comes to the rest of her family, it's like, oh, you get in some stupid housewives fight and you never speak again. Now, that said, I can totally imagine wanting to leave any family that Jacqueline's a part of because just looking at how this dumb hoe acts on Twitter, you can imagine what being in her family is like and getting in an argument with someone like that. So these are all of Jacqueline's tweets. These aren't dated, but these were posted by Michael Cook, and they're so funny. And people were talking about their Twitter, and I read it last night, and I was like, oh, God, this is so hard to read.
By the way, what you're hearing in the background is actually the sound that I hear when Jacqueline talks. This is what I hear in my head. It just sounds like a jackhammer.
And why going wasn't she at the reunion? What was that about?
maybe a new old country buffet opened. took priority.
I think she didn't go to the reunion because she doesn't want people asking about her own financial issues that she's about to go to jail for.
Well, Dina probably also was like, I'm not going to be there. Wait, hold on one second. I'm going to try to adjust this jackhammer situation. Hold on one second. Sing a song, Ronnie.
Adjust that jackhammer. Maybe they're creating a new crosswalk. Maybe they're creating a diagonal crosswalk. Crosswalks, am I right, guys? Hurry up, Ben.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. I tried to fix the jackhammer situation. I don't know if it really helped or not, but it was actually loud in here.
I don't hear it.
Oh, well, that's good.
You did it.
We're such a professional podcast, aren't we?
So listen to these Jacqueline tweets.
Yeah.
Dina wouldn't meet with Chris. I tried to get them to meet. I think Dina hurts her parents more by not making amends with family members, never attending family holidays, and making them split their time. That is fucking annoying. When your parents have to go to like two places because you can't get along with your sisters and brothers.
Yeah, it shouldn't work that way. It's supposed to be the other way around. Your parents are supposed to be divorced. And you're supposed to have like two holidays with your parents, not your parents have to go two places.
Yeah. Lexi is old enough to drive over and talk to her uncle if she wanted to or was allowed. Nick understands more than he can say or express. Maybe Dina wasn't invited to Lauren's engagement party because she told us we were dead to her and that she was dead to us. She got what she wanted. Instead of lying to the public that our family was fine, how about sincerely trying to resolve our issues? Parents would like that more. Seems Dina intentionally left out we invited Lexi to dinner to celebrate her graduation since they didn't want to meet beforehand. No response. And then the last text is the best. I have no words. Since motherfucking when, Jacqueline?
I fucking hate Jacqueline. You know, the thing is, I actually feel like I actually believe what she's saying, but she's so whiny and passive aggressive. People are always wondering how she could like produce such an awful daughter in Ashley. It's right there. All the evidence is right there. I think that Jacqueline is very immature. And this is not the way to handle it. Like, if you have a situation like this, don't like trot it out on Twitter. Be the better person and just. It's just not these people. They're incapable. So what my favorite tweet of hers, Cindy C posted on our page. This is what Jacqueline wrote at some point yesterday. Jacqueline says, listen, if you all want this Twitter feud to end, then don't keep tweeting us about it because you are reopening wounds and it's hard for us not to respond. Like, it's not our fault that you're an idiot, okay? If you don't want to be in a Twitter feud and you don't want people to tweet at you, then just shut down your Twitter.
And people mention everything on Twitter. They can mention your blouse on Twitter. You don't sit there and, like, accuse somebody else of making you wear it for 5 hours. Nutcase. The best was Kathy going, what is this? Why don't you all just get off the Twitter? I mean, what is it? Twata? It's Twata.
Oh, yeah, Rosie. Yeah, Rosie. Yeah, Rosie was saying Rosie, that.
What did I say?
You said Kathy. Oh. Because Rosie. I love Rosie. She's like, you know what you got to do to Twitter? You gotta go up to it and punch it in the face, you know, like an assassin. Like a silent assassin.
Shoot it with your fist.
You know what I says? But you know what? Okay, so speaking of Kathy, by the way, one thing I want to talk about is when they showed the clip of Kathy and her family talking about the Teresa situation, and Teresa's aunt says, you know, like when you do the wrong thing, it's going to catch up to you and you're going to go to jail. And then Teresa walks out.
Well, she didn't even go that far. All she said was,
you're gonna get caught.
If you do the wrong thing, it catches up to you. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, simple.
So Teresa stands up. She's like, I want to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, ooh, a penny. So that really drove me crazy because, to me, that was classic Teresa. That was the lack of accountability, lack of responsibility. You can't plead guilty to a crime and then get mad when someone says if you do the wrong thing, which is what pleading guilty acknowledges, you can't. If you do the wrong thing, it's going to catch up to you. Teresa should have said, you know what? She's right. But instead, she makes it, again, playing this victim thing. Like, family shouldn't say that. No, you shouldn't be defrauding people.
Yeah, and like, how could she? How could anybody say that? Blah, blah, blah. You are wrong. You are ass backwards wrong. Everybody knows you're wrong. You are going to jail.
You don't get special rights. Like, it's like, oh, you did something. You defrauded people, and now all of a sudden it's bad. All of a sudden, your lovely aunt, who's been lovely all every season, every time she shows up, she's like the most lovely woman in the history of this series. And every time, and she's the one who's the bad guy because she mentions that, like, you know, if you do something wrong, it's going to catch up to you.
Yeah, it's called karma, bitch. Or do unto others if you'd rather get biblical about it.
You know what? It just shows it's like a spoiled little brat. You know, like throwing it to – it's like Melania. This is where Melania gets it from, you know? Like you're in trouble. You're caught. And what do? You throw a tantrum.
Well, part of me feels – sit salad on. Part of me feels like giving her kind of a break only because she had just been sentenced. But then no. I just start laughing because Teresa's trying so hard to reject this new – you know, that's the old Teresa. That's the old Teresa. Watching her neck veins pop while all this was happening and her about to fucking go crazy and start hitting people because she just hates Kathy with every bit of her. And this whole season was a clusterfuck because of how they did it. They really did tell people – your family members are gone, and then trick them by bringing them suddenly back in, you know, yeah. Like the Kathy, Jacqueline. So she was kind of tricked, so part of me felt bad, but then I was dying when she went to the bathroom and her mic was on, and she's like, I can't be in there. What, you got gum? You got a candy? You got a gum? You got a candy? You got candy? You got gum? I was like, penny. Oh my God, who is this poor PA stuck in the bathroom with fucking Teresa?
I know.
About to get their ass kicked, because she sounded like she was going to beat them up, and she's not... I guess she thought they turned off her mic, but – and thank God she wasn't going, like, too crazy back there. But she was being a total bitch to whoever she was, whoever she was with. And it was funny because she's such a faker, and she doesn't think anybody can hear her being real back there. She's like, what? Ah, that's ridiculous. I ain't going out there. You tell them to get out, and then I'll come back. But I'm not going – you got gum? You got candy? Ooh, a penny. Look, see a penny? Pick it up. No, I'm not going out. Oh, my God. This is literally a dumb bitch.
And then I love how crafty Andy is. So she comes back and he's like, well, we were just talking about this. I just want to know what you're feeling. She's like, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, no. We just want to see how you feel about it. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, no, but just, you know, did you feel anything? And then she starts to talk about it. You know, that's what I love. He sort of like tricks them into saying it.
He's the worst. Dina's
like, next topic. Shut up.
Yeah. Another thing that made me feel bad during this part was crosswalks. Just kidding. Yeah. Another part that made me feel bad was Kathy. Okay, Kathy. Look, Kathy, people on our page call Kathy out for being a shit-stirring whatever, and I agree. But you got to feel for somebody who is trying so hard. Here she is getting a second chance. She's coming back. She's as positive as she can be during the season, really. I mean, she didn't get to film any drama anyway. But then she comes back. All she's trying to do is just say one thing on the reunion. Teresa walks off, ignores her, like, does whatever she can to ruin Kathy's, like, 2 seconds on the reunion. And Kathy's about to cry, and I don't really think Kathy, it's obviously not crying about Teresa, because she hates Teresa, like, let's face it. She's crying because it's like, poor thing just cannot win. She's always going to have that roadblock in her way, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's why I've always loved Kathy, and you know, here's why Kathy is more or less of a class act, at least compared to these women. As sort of morbid as this sounds, it came to light that her daughter Victoria, her brain tumor came back, which is awful. But she said everything's okay and everything, which is great. You know, she's this really sweet girl, and that's awful. You don't want that. She's too young. But Kathy could have used that as a trump card for every single thing that was happening on that reunion. Like, anything that Amber said about the cancer, it's like Kathy's like, well, my daughter has brain cancer. Anything that, like, was about Nicholas, well, my daughter has brain cancer. Like, anything about family, well, my daughter has brain cancer. I know the value of family. Like, every single thing. She could have just shut everything down. But you know what, though? She didn't, because she's a classy lady.
Yeah, I mean, the brain cancer thing was like one segment, and then it was mentioned a couple of times. It's not like the cancer.
Oh, God. We haven't even talked about Amber and the twins.
I was going to say, speaking of cancer, let's talk about those twins. Oof.
Like two melanomas.
They sat there with these looks on their faces the entire time, rolling their eyes, ready to go, and they just never...
ready. Any chance that they could. Any chance they could jump in and be like, well, you said something about my mother.
Yeah, it's like, oh, everyone's worried about family. What about my family? What about my old mother who got made fun of? Oh, they don't come after family on Twitter. Oh, I disagree. They come after old family members on Twitter all the time. Oh. It's like, ugh. And they couldn't – no one would play into it. No Amber would, of course, because Amber's in the same boat as they are. But everyone else just looks at them like they're fucking retarded. And they don't get a chance. And I was dying that they kept trying to start this war about the mother and this and that, and nobody would play into it.
I know.
I love it. I mean, that's real Housewives hate. You know, like, most of the Housewives hate is, like, fun hate, and they probably go to dinner after and have a good time because they're giving each other screen time, you know? It's like, yeah, I embarrassed you, but I also got you 10 minutes of solid screen time. So they kind of like each other. But when you really hate a bitch, you just ignore her. Because those girls don't get any screen time at all. And I was dying the whole time because they just look horrible. They look so stupid. And then when they're like, oh, but we're twins and we're different people. So why don't you treat us like we're different people instead of just one person? You have a brain. You are smart.
Oh, God.
If you want to be treated like the same, like different people, why are you in every scene together? Dressing the same, getting the same tits. Shut up, both of you. Shut up. Get off this show.
I know. I know. I agree. They're just two of some of the worst casting decisions that Bravo has ever made in the history of the network.
But I heard that they're all coming back.
That's crazy. How could that be?
How can that be true?
I guess it is.
What else? Melissa versus Dina. That was interesting. Dina social media. Tree walks off. Ooh, a penny. Ooh, a penny. And I guess that's it, right? What else happened?
Joe Gorga came out at the end and got choked up.
Who cares?
He got choked. This is my family.
Yeah, this is my family. What are you going to do? So what?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? You're awfully quiet over there.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Are you looking at the internet? No, that's not true. You were looking at the internet.
I was trying to see if there was... I was looking on the Facebook page to see if...
Yeah, you see, guys, I know. I know what's happening.
But I was listening to you, too. You were having a twin rant. I liked it.
No. It's over.
Either way, I'm excited for for Thursday's episode when Andy says to Jim Marchese, like, well, you are kind of a disaster on social media.
Oh, God, Jim's coming out next week. Yikes.
Yeah, that's going to be terrible.
Well, let's move on from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Because I am sick of their shit.
I agree. I am ready to put this season to bed. And then to put that bed into Shut Up Mountain Volcano.
There's a volcano. Why is this season like a quarter of the length? Why are the reunions a quarter of the length of the entire season? That's so sad.
I know. Because this season is so bad. I would love to get the behind-the-scenes story on like what their decisions were. I mean, they clearly had to just like truncate the whole thing.
I do have to give Andy credit for one thing, because I know I diss Andy a lot on the show, so whenever he does something I love, it's really important for me to stand up and say it. And I think that when Andy called Melissa the queen of dumpsters, what did he call her?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what he called her. He talked about the queen of
sanitation, he called her. Oh, and then he's like, so, you're the new queen of sanitation. She looked like she was going to punch him when he said that. And then he's like, so, explain to us what's happening with your house. Okay, Melissa is the worst liar. So last year they said they sold their mansion. Now they're in this huge rental. Oh, he really gave it to Melissa, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So they go into this rental, and he's like, oh, Twitter's mad that your daughter was calling it a dump, and it's like five times the size of a normal house. And she's like, well, it's a child of privilege, and she didn't mean it. And then he asked her about the sanitation thing in her house, because they said they sold their house, and now they're building this new mansion, but they didn't. They rented it.
Yeah.
And the guy they rented it to never paid the rent, so they had to evict him. So instead of saying that and just clearing it up, because she's already lied about it before, she said, oh, well, it was an extended close, and so he was supposed to do certain things during that time that he didn't. It was just stupid. Dina's over there rolling her eyes, which I love. Stupid Melissa. But even, you know, this season was so stupid that even stupid Melissa didn't get taken down. I mean, if this was last year, Teresa would have been calling all that shit out the whole time, you know, and it would have been entertaining. But
Melissa did nothing this season. You know what I liked also in this reunion was when they did the segment of, like, strange, like, housewife talk when they all were saying things incorrectly or making up their own words. And, you know, normally when they do those segments, they sort of do, like, a picture-in-picture where they put, like, a little – you see the housewives watching it at the reunion in the corner. Yeah. And normally they're like, hysterically laughing. But you could see that they all were, like, looking like, wait, why is this funny? Like, what did we say wrong? Like, they're totally, like, dumbfounded as to why. Like, they're smiling because they know they're supposed to – this is, like, lighthearted segment. But they have no idea what's wrong.
They don't understand what massive jokes they are. I love it.
Yeah.
Love I love it too. That show needs to go. So excited for Beverly Hills and Atlanta. That's going to be an amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. Well, speaking of Beverly Hills.
Let's move on to something else, Ben.
Let's speaking of Beverly Hills and Lisa Vanderpump, why don't we talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Does it ever?
Oh, it's so good. By the way, Ronnie, I went to Pump last night, finally.
And? What'd you think, Ben?
Well, I thought it was just like another version. Oh, sorry, I just knocked my keys over. I thought it was another version of Sir. And, you know, I mean, I know
like a back room of Sir, right?
Yeah, I know we've talked about it a lot. Like, you always talk about how it's like for, like, basically old queens who think they're fancy, which I agree with. I think it's, like, prettier than Sir. It still has that, like, Euro trash quality to
giant,
it.
Giant, giant things. Like giant planters. Antique doorways. And, yeah, giant planters.
I was trying to order a drink last night from the bar. Keep in mind, there were, like, three people at the bar. It took me 10 minutes to get a drink from this bartender. And, like, one of the reasons that there was a problem is that he couldn't see me because in each corner of this square bar, there is a huge planter with an even bigger topiary in it. Imagine Cheers. Imagine a beer that's the shape of Cheers. And in each corner, there's, like, a giant planter. Like, that's so – first
also,
of all,
also, have
tacky.
You noticed how the bar hits the back corners?
Yeah. It's like it doesn't make sense because it actually you shouldn't have giant things on the bar because you need to be able to see the bartender. The bartender needs to be able to see you.
And you have to
and
be
that's
able to
like
move
valuable
around
space.
The bar. Like the bar hits the back walls in a way that it's you can't walk through there. And when you're totally slammed with people, only like two people who are standing in the middle of the bar can be served. Yeah. It's a frustrating setup all to show off your weird giant potters. Like,
so yeah. So the thing that sort of irks me about the place is that when Lisa Vanderpump says on Vanderpump Rules, well, you know, Villa Blanca is like where you take your wife and Sir is where you take your girlfriend. And then she's like, and Pump is where you take your boyfriend. There's nothing about Pump that's like exceptionally like, oh, this is where you take your boyfriend. Like when you open up a restaurant, a place called Pump, I expect go-go dancers. I expect platforms. I expect fog machines. I expect
you're so
scandal.
Right. It needs to be like the Abbey. They needed to do like, because you know the Abbey was taken over by SBE, right?
SBE, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's been gone for a while. So now it's more straight people there, and I don't know. It's still the best because it's outside and stuff. But they should have made it like the Abbey, old school, like the independent Abbey. We're not owned by like some big awful corporation. We're just another fun guard. We're what it's the Abbey used to be, basically. Yeah, have the hottest dancers, have a beautiful outside area, but this is like a snooty tooty restaurant, and no queen wants to sit on that corner at a restaurant. That's why it's all straight people in there, and then like
old
queens
it's not
and
very
linen
gay.
Suits and shit.
It's, you know what, it's like the taste level, it sort of has like the tacky taste level of like sort of like an old queen, you know, so it's sort of gay in that sense. But the rest, it just sort of has that like sort of Euro trash kind of feel to it. It's a place, again, it's just an extension of Sir.
And it's too restaurant-y.
It was, like,
there doesn't need to
it's
be a
way
restaurant,
restaurant
right there. It needs
but
to
it
be
is
bar.
Prettier. It is pretty. Like the trees, it's like the lighting is very nice. It's like, it's cute, but it should have
been. It's pretty,
But why would you call it, like, you just can't call something Pump and then have it be like a delicate space with trees and hanging lights.
Yeah, a restaurant. And then to advertise on television in your TV show that's basically you're doing so that people will come to your restaurant, right?
Let me and it works, it. Of course.
then you go on there and not only admit but brag that your chef is Chef Penny from the Food Network Star.
I know. Oh my God, Chef Penny, the biggest bitches that show has ever seen,
and one of the biggest idiots. I mean, her whole thing on the Food Network Star was to be sexy. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, yes. But she would like do that thing with her hand.
Chef, and so she was like being a total whore about it. She's like, today we're making Swedish meatballs. Yeah.
Like, she's like the least sexy woman that has ever graced that poor show. She's like, just really, really unsexy. Like, really and truly unsexy.
And then all that food she's pitching to Lisa, she's like, what about salmon carpaccio? And Lisa's like, that is so sexy.
Oh, no, yes.
Really not. Yeah, like, why don't you pick everything from the 80s? It's like, how about mozzarella and tomato? And we'll stack it up. Oh, that sounds amazing, darling.
Yeah, there were like a few things. I wish I could remember what they were, but I had that same
whole menu. Like, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, meatball. I was like, why is that sexy? There's nothing sexy
it's
about
like
it.
Devil's and like eggs.
Oh, and here's the thing. I you know what? Here's something I hate for an angle on a restaurant. Sexy. Like, it's the stupidest angle on food. And, you know, the Food Network Star, they do get people on there who every time they're like, this is food for like, you know, you want to cook for your date, or this is sexy food. There's
one of them won. Damaris was like that, and she actually won, and she was a double. She was a double. She was sexy, and it was a dating thing. And her show was like, I'm going to help you cook something for your girlfriend. And she would shimmy. And they were like, please stop shimmying, Damaris. And she's like, oh, I feel so stupid.
Anyway, I actually didn't hate Damaris, but the thing
I
is,
liked her, yeah.
The thing is, though, like, sexy food is like, I feel like that's also like a very dated approach, and it's always going to be cheesy. And that's why, again, why Pump fails and why Sir fails, because it tries to be sexy. And the music in there that they play, it's like, you know when you go onto a restaurant website and it's like, it's always flash and really annoying. And this, like, annoying, like, weird European take on, like, Argentinian music comes up. You hear, like, an accordion and, like a bossa nova beat, but it's, like, very cool. That's the music. The music at Pump is basically flash website music.
Oh, no. No, no. What's happening to her? I think she did...
It's going to be a success.
I think she did a really good thing with Sir. I think, Sir, that whole outdoor area is really nice. You can have drinks. I mean, it's a restaurant, but you can also just go there for drinks and not feel weird about it, like at Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, like at Pump. But Pump, pretty, but she doesn't. She needs.
It's not
it
the right.
It just needs to be, like, she needs to get a feng shui person and someone to just come in and be like, make it a gay bar. Fuck this, like, terrible food and snotty people sitting around in linen suits. This is not going
to
work, okay?
Yeah, let's no,
just
it make needs this to little be... bar.
You're at the corner of Roberts Inn in Santa Monica, okay? You need strippers.
Yeah, you already have Sir. It's like the exact same restaurant as Sir. Like, that's the way it feels. Like, you don't. It needs strippers. Thank you. Just strippers.
Yeah, that spot is doomed anyway. That corner is doomed. It's never been anything good. It was a coffee shop called
Java Detour,
and it's where like the sober gays went.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's nice that there's a coffee, because, you know, like, there's a lot of addicts and stuff who are trying to reform and stuff, and I think that that's great, and it's really mature to see that in the gay community, because, you know, once you start down that crystal meth road, you never come back. Mm-hmm. But you're putting it in between bars on the busiest bar corner. Like, that is not going to work. Nobody's going to sit in the coffee shop all night.
Well, the funny thing is that here they're trying to have this, like, cool vibe. Next door is Motherlode, this bar. And Tuesday nights are Manhole. It's like Manhole Night or something. It's called Manhole. So they're trying to have this sexy vibe. And you hear over this, in this vibe, you hear this. It's like, why are you trying to do this vibe next to Manhole?
Yeah,
Manhole.
It's just that can't work. I love gay names for shit. Like, there's no subtlety at all. She's like, Manhole, the dick.
Yeah, well, that's why sack, Pump, the bar. That's why Pump should be, like, a nasty old place.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's new, just remove some of that foofy shit, put some naked guys on top of the bar, have gigantic martinis, and you're done. What else do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it so hard, people? It's not hard.
My only recommendation is don't get a staff like Sir, because as we saw on this season premiere, they are still as dysfunctional and awful as ever.
Yeah, they really are. And that show is so funny. I mean, this show has such amazing quotes throughout the whole thing. Insta fight, like an Instagram fight. Come on.
Yeah. Well, once again, our season kicked off with yet another cheating scandal. Like every season is an accusation of cheating. And you know it's gonna we're gonna go 7 or 8 episodes of Tom being like, no, I didn't sleep with her. Like I'm very upfront with Ariana. Like we're very open. I didn't do it. Why are you trying to tear us down, Kristen? Why are you doing that, Kristen? And then like on episode 8, like, fine, I slept with her. I just didn't want to say it. I didn't want to hurt anyone. I thought I could just like I just wanted to go away. I'm sorry. Now you've ruined everything. You know that's what's gonna happen.
Totally.
Because it happens every single season.
Yeah, so supposedly he cheated on her, and then the story he told her was, well, we didn't want to just show up without girls, so we got a bunch of girls to ride in with us. But then he did have a picture of himself sleeping later with his iPad in bed.
Funniest picture ever. By the way, I love the way the producers just shame these cast members by posting as many embarrassing photos of them from Instagram or their past as possible.
Yeah, they keep coming back for that $500 a week or whatever. So this started off with Jackson having a new girlfriend.
Oh, you mean girlfriends?
Well, we only saw one.
Yeah, so
right now,
she looked like
right now he's only got one for all we know.
Yeah, yeah, she's previously seen in the movie Chicken Run,
and
I believe she was one of the chickens that was concerned about the plane that they built.
So he's got this girlfriend, and Jax is on the Teresa Giudice tour, where he's like, I'm a good person now. I'm a good person now. Oh, I've changed so much. I'm such a good person. Well, I started watching this early, so I was watching the reunion from last year first. Oh, my God. All that stuff, and it's like, you just fucked your best friend's girlfriend. Do you feel bad at all? And he's like, no, I don't understand. I mean, I ask people, why don't I feel anything? Because you're a sociopath, okay? I don't feel anything. That's not good. That's not something you should be admitting in public, cat killer.
Cat killer.
So this year he's like, oh, now I'm a totally different person, which, you know, you just can't stop being a sociopath. So I think that's going to be fun to watch.
Well, you know, the reunion aired probably, what, February or so? Maybe March, somewhere around there. They probably started filming this in, like, April, considering that Pump opened over Gay Pride, which is June. So essentially he's had like maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks of personal growth where he's suddenly become a different person. I don't buy it.
He does look totally different though.
Yeah, I mean he definitely looks older and wiser.
He looks older.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is. We've already talked about this, so I don't want to go too far into it. Yeah. I'm guessing fillers, but yeah, there is something definitely weird.
You know, I think I saw Jax on Halloween, by the way. I don't know if this is even significant, but I think I saw him and he was dressed as Clark Kent, doing one of those costumes, Clark Kent with Superman. I could be wrong. I'm going to look right now to see what Jax's Halloween costume was, but I think I saw him on the street. I mean, look, he's still, as much as we like rag on him for looking older or, you know, I thought he looked fat in the reviews, whatever, he's still hot. I mean,
yeah,
listen,
he's really hot.
We hold him to a different standard. We hold him to a model standard.
Oh my God,
we don't
of course. It's like those queens who make fun of fashion models and stuff. They're like, oh, that's I don't know. I just don't want to be that gay, you know? Have you seen that clip, The Disgustings, with Drew Drogi? Where they're just,
I did,
like,
I did
awful
watch
gay
it.
Guys. Oh, my God. Don't let that be me. I think it probably already is. But please don't let it be me. I'll change. Jax is so nice. He's going to change. Everything's going to be great, guys.
Yeah, he will be wonderful. I'm trying to find his Halloween costume. I don't know if I can find it.
Okay. So, Sheena pulls Tom aside. Oh, so this is Sheena's party. Okay, so now everybody's heard this rumor. Wait, where are my notes? I'm missing the first part of these.
I don't know. Well, what's the most important thing with Sheena before you even get into this?
I have to say, on my notes I put, Jax is a new person now. Being fat makes you nicer, LOL. Oh, that's not nice. I don't know why I had to read that out loud. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that Sheena's big thing is that she got a tattoo on her forearm. She's like, I got a tattoo. It's like my favorite quote from Almost Famous. So it says, it's all happening. Because, you know, it's all happening.
She needed to just write on there Almost Famous. Because that would have actually worked. That would have been not only a tattoo, but
or
a label.
Or just Almost. Because I feel like that's what her life is. Almost.
Yeah.
It's all happening. And then the whole rest of the episode, she like put her hand through her hair and you just see it's all happening. It's the stupidest quote, not profound.
Oh, Sheena. You know it's going to be a bumpy season when one of the first scenes is horse face in a thong. Yikes!
Oh, no. Seriously?
Seriously? Did I need to see that? Seriously? And I like that she said, it starts by her talking about dating that young twink bartender. And then she said, Happy looks good on me. I just wrote, it looks like she's been crying. Because it did. It looks like she's all puffy and sad. And she's like, Happy looks good on me.
Oh, my God. By the way, pause. Jax. I did see Jax. Because I'm looking at his photos right now. And he's Clark Kent. I saw him. He walked by me while I was trying to get a lift.
You should have touched his butt.
I know. Told he looked good. About I'm telling it. You. I'm telling you. He does a Clark Kent suit very well. Anyway. Sorry. I just totally interrupted.
It's okay. I'm just reading from my notes. I wrote, seriously? Tom and Tariana believe in each other. They're like, we believe that we can do anything. And I'm like, yeah, but you're still bartenders, so I don't think it's working.
I had that exact same thought. Like, what are you guys believing in? Like, it's like,
I believe in your mojito skills, baby. Yeah, thanks for the support, babe.
She's like, yeah, I got... Whatever, I was going to say something about getting Starship lyrics on his forearm, but I couldn't remember the lyrics. Because we can
together, nothing's going to stop us now.
Except the lack of talent and bills and stunning
and hours because we have to make mojitos all night.
And Kristen, my crazy ex, and her new boyfriend.
I think I said this last year, but this Adriana girl, Adriana, she doesn't look like her, but she has the exact same facial movements as Amy Adams. I've already said that. Like the way she smiles and squints her eyes. It's creepy. It's like Amy Adams playing a digital version of like how they do it in Lord of the Rings, where they just put shit on their faces so you can see their facial expressions, except now they're a monkey.
Yes.
Is that called digital acting?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to be a digital actor, okay?
I already have Amy Adams' face grafted onto my face. It's all happening.
I'm not going to be a podcaster anymore. Now I'm going to be a digital actor.
Seriously, Tom? Seriously, you think you're so cool? Because, like, your girlfriend has Amy Adams' face grafted onto her? Like, seriously? I can get Sigourney Weaver onto my face. Like, seriously.
Speaking of, I just saw Her for the first time. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, I thought you meant Sigourney Weaver.
No, I love her, though, too.
I love her. I once was on an airplane with her, and I felt like it was the most magical experience of my life.
Really?
I was like, she's so classy. Because I was, like, I was sort of near the front of coach, so I could see into, like, business class, and I could see Sigourney Weaver. And I was like, she's so classy up there. And, like, she, like, took her sweater off and then like, wrapped it around her at one point. I was like, ugh. Is there anything she can't do? And then I got a tattoo that said, it's all happening.
It's all happening. Sigourney's taking off her sweater. She's folding it now. It's going under the seat.
I was like, seriously? Sigourney.
Scorns. I loved also at the beginning of this episode that Katie is trying to be the new Stassi. No, Katie, I'm sorry. You croc-eyed horse face number two.
I know.
You are not the new Stass, okay? Sit back down. She's trying too hard. She's like, I'm working the squirrel right now, Sheena.
Well, what I liked is that when Sheena was like, you want to come to my birthday party? It's going to be like mixology. They've got like a lot of good tequila. And Katie's like, you know, I'm really sick of this like tequila Katie reputation. And like to invite me to her party and then she insults me in the same sentence. It's just like so rude. I'm like, I think she was just talking that they have a good tequila selection. That's all.
Yeah. Like, I think she said Katie. They don't have tequila.
Oh, maybe that's...
I think she was like, I don't know if you want to come to my party. They don't have tequila.
It's all happening. It's all happening
at my birthday. My birthday is going to be at the Chuck E. Cheese in Azusa. Will you come?
I'm getting the key to Azusa from the mayor.
It opens the Chuck E. Cheese, but that's all.
It only opens the Chuck E. It only happens at Chuck E. Cheese and the Big Lots.
And the Scrunchy Store.
And the Claire's Boutique. That's all. It opens up the Elephant Bar, and that's it. It's all happening.
I'm a horrible person when we talk. I'm even worse when I write things down, because I wrote Katie's new hair makes her look fat. That is not nice.
I liked her new hair. Wait, I liked her new hair.
I know that's true.
It was a nice improvement over her strange, like,
well, it wasn't last orange year's hair, so that's
last year was like an Orange Julius disaster.
Yeah, last year was like an ironed out Ronald McDonald.
She's like, I'm getting the key to Azusa now too.
So Lisa finally shows up, and I love that Lisa is just a bitch to everybody. I think it's so funny, but she does it with such a laugh, and that's why I always love her, because when she's telling Jax, enjoy your job here, darling, because you can't work at Pump. You look like an old grandpa over there. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Poor thing. He's already getting a nose job. What the hell do you want from him, Lisa? He's going to start cutting up his whole face soon.
I'm glad he's getting a nose job, only because I have noticed that he's super nasally, and I would like to
cocaine. Guess what? He's going to fuck up his new nasal passage, too, unless they make it out of rubber or something that you can easily clean cocaine out of.
Well, luckily he has syphilis, probably, so I'm sure the nose will fall off any time anyway.
He's like, finally, I can breathe again.
My whole plan was to get syphilis, that way my nose would fall off.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens to syphilis or not?
Finally, syphilis is good for something. I think that's leprosy.
I thought syphilis did something to your nose. I'm going to look it up.
Leprosy is that thing in the Bible that people would get in their limbs and fall off and shit.
I'm really sorry. I keep interrupting you. I keep on doing internet searches. And then I get excited and I go, by the way, as if like this is really important. But I typed in SYPH and then syphilis came up. And then the next thing was syphilis nose.
No way. Do it. Do it. Do it.
All right. I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to do an image search.
Oh, my God.
I'm on
God.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Nose. Oh. So you get a saddle nose deformation. So there's that.
What is that?
It does something to your nose. I think it does something. I mean, I think it makes your nose bulbous, actually.
Oh, my God. Between syphilis and cocaine, that guy doesn't stand a chance. God bless him.
His nose will be like, which way? That's actually why his nose is fairly intact, because the syphilis is trying to grow it and the cocaine is trying to ebb away at it.
One thing I'm loving about this young cast is they're younger, but they're still doing all the things that the older people do, like the Botox and the lifts and the weird things to their faces, but they're not really old enough to be doing it yet. And I cannot wait to see what Jax looks like in 5 years, because you know it's going to be crazy.
Oh, you know his eyebrows are going to be like up, like at the top of his head.
Yeah, he's going to have like some Mickey Rourke action going on.
Oh, he definitely will.
So I love when he was talking about how their friend, him and Tom are friends again, and he's like, "Well, it took me a while to realize what remorse was." What? Like, he literally didn't even know what it was.
He's like,
he did Tom a favor. Well,
he's like, for the longest time, I thought remorse was just like that language that people use to communicate during wars.
Lisa mad at Stassi. La la la.
Well, I love it's like, I was like, oh, I wonder where Stassi is. Then she comes driving up, and it's like, well, I moved to New York, but then as soon as I got there, my boyfriend 6 months later had to move back to LA. It's like, fine. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened. It's more like you got a call from Bravo saying, we're going to give you $1,300 for you to be on the show for 13 weeks.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't pass that up. That's like a hot dog in New York.
By the way, can we talk about Kristen's new boyfriend? Is it too early? I don't want to like jump ahead in your notes.
No. I mean, this show's so silly. The notes are literally like Kristen rumor about social media. Tom wanted proof girl was on period. Gossipy Brit gay guy. LOL. Shay cries. Yep. Oh, Lord. Kristen asked herself questions. Oh, Kristen asking herself questions. Yeah, do I want them to be together? No. Do I care if they're together? Yes. Do I like them?
Seriously? Yes. Seriously? No.
Seriously? So, yes, let's talk about the new Fagito burrito that has wormed his way into the horse.
So this guy is – I forget what his name is. His name Jamie or something. His name should be Jamie. So he – what's hilarious is he's like, yeah, you know, like in England, like I'm a DJ and like I'm really big. I tour with Oakenfold and this person, they show photos of him. Dead Mouse.
And you know, Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And Ching Chong.
And you know, the iPod fallacy and you know, the keychain conspiracy.
I was the first person of all of my friends to have the iPhone 5.
Yeah, I actually got it. I got it directly from Steve Jobs himself. Like, he gave it to me. Like, so I love he's like saying all this stuff. I'm like, all right, so you tour with all these acts and you're a busboy.
Yeah. Like, could you bring me some more water and then tell me about Steve Jobs? That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be really wonderful.
How about some, when did people stop serving bread with dinner? When did that happen? Is that an LA thing, busboy? Okay, yeah. Remedy that. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll talk about your Steve Jobs story.
I know. It was so it was so douchey. And then when Tom told the story about how Tom was always like getting him drinks and stuff, and then he used all his money to buy a BMW, and then he had the BMW selfies, I was like, oh my god.
Beamer selfies.
It was so awful. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where I always say, there's like a carousel of awfulness. You're like, oh wait, no, this person's the worst person in the episode. No, wait, no, this person. Then I saw the BMW selfies, and I was like, oh.
He is the worst. Okay. First of all, obviously he's just using horse face, right? And she's just using him too, so it's fair. And I'm not going to stick up for horse face because she's horse face. So,
yeah.
Obviously they're using each other. They deserve each other, whatever. But then to be getting involved in all the bullshit is gross. Like when he's saying, oh, well, Tom, you know, look at what Tom's doing. No one's stopping Tom. Do you think Tom cares? What do you think Tom's thinking about this? What do you think Tom's thinking about that? Oh, you think Tom gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, Tom's fucking everyone ever. Tom, fuck that girl. I was like, oh, my God. What
and, like,
do you
why
care?
Are you in... Exactly. And meanwhile, you know he's, like, cheating on Kristen left and right.
With dudes. He's probably got fingers up his butt half the night of sir. He's probably got Persian fingers up his butt half that night.
It's all happening in
it's
his
all
ass.
It's all happening on my butt. The best part of the episode, well, there were a lot of best parts, but my favorite part was Tom not even punching the British guy, but just grabbing his face and pushing it down.
I know. I was like, Team Tom. Like, he did what America wants. He spoke for America with that weird shove.
Yeah, that guy's disgusting. And I love that they showed all of his Beamer selfies. And Tom's like, why don't you go take a Beamer selfie? And he's like, why don't you go take a Honda Civic from 1994 selfie, Tom?
He's like, you just want to be 22 again. Well, I'm 22, and I have it all. It's like,
oh,
shut
my
up.
God.
He was so insufferable. Like, he's just like young British awful Stassi.
Oh, you're not going to be 22 for long, and we'll be here waiting for it all to fall.
Yes.
You can always count on us, British jerk.
You want to see your future? It's Jax Taylor.
Ooh, but without working out. I mean, could you imagine?
Ugh.
He looks like the guy. He looks like Captain America before he got injected with all that stuff to make him strong. He looked like the little wuss version of him. When they're like, you're too scrawny to be in the army, boy. And he's like, but I just want to serve. I just want to serve, officer.
he's next? Terrible. What else happened on the episode? So
it's over. It's done. It's over. We talked about all of it.
So basically, Stassi was acting like the girl who goes off to college and then comes back to high school. Like,
she's like, you guys
Thanksgiving
are
break.
So high school.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, you guys, it's like, all you guys do is fight. Like, I've been in New York. I have a boyfriend now. I'm like, whatever, Stassi. You are less
subway.
You are licking it all up, Stassi. You were all about it.
Yeah, Stassi is way too big for her little britches. Like, I've lived in New York, so I know a lot about the financial industry now. Shut up, Stassi. Stassi's still stupid, and I love that she's back on the show but not working at Sur. I think that's hilarious. She's like, I'll just be here to party and, like, bring everybody down. And then they started that Instagram war when both parties were going on at the same time, and Stassi's like, you know our party's more fun. I mean, first of all our friends like each other, and second of all, did you see what Tom was wearing at that party on Instagram? I'm like, ah, did you see is Tom fucking that girl? And then they spent the rest of the time just talking about the other party. I think that makes you the sadder one, Stass.
Yeah, I think so. My theory is that Stassi is going to come back into the Sur fold, but I feel like she's going to be a manager, which will create, you know, chaos.
Oh my God!
Because she would not go back to be a waitress, or at least that's not how the producers would have it. I think it makes sense if she comes back as a manager, and then she goes on a power trip.
Other favorite line from the show when I love that Sheena's making everything about herself all the time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like, it's her boyfriend who is cheating or something, and she's like, Tom, I need to talk to you, Tom. And she starts, like, trying to cry. She's like, I can't cry because these eyelashes are made out of mink.
What?
Or how about, like, when...
They're not made out of mink.
Or how about just when she hears about that there's... Like, when Kristen tells her about the allegations and shows her text messages, and then Sheena starts to cry. I'm like, what? Why are you crying?
It's all happening.
I love you guys. I love both of you all.
And she's like, you know, it's like, I have an obligation as Ariana's best friend to report this stuff to her.
Like, no, she is not the IRS. You don't have to, like, file a report on your gossip earnings. You can just be quiet and shut it down and just not say anything.
Well, we know that Tom and Ariana worked out because they showed up to Katie's nail thing together. Her nail.
Yeah, we missed them. That's too bad. Whatever. We could just go.
We saw plenty of other waiters.
Yeah.
So, exactly. What else? Let's move on.
Yeah. Let. Okay.
Well, let me move on to. I'm sorry, that wasn't very nice. Do you have anything more with Vanderpumps?
No.
With the Vanderpump Rules?
I say, why don't we move on to Bravo's ultimate test of accent mockery?
Oh, my God.
Euros of Hollywood.
Well, we should be ashamed of ourselves because we knew this show was coming. We watched the preview of this show, and neither one of us went on YouTube to take accent classes.
But that's the fun of it. If we actually sounded like them.
There are so many accents. I don't even know what to do on this show. My eyes were just spinning. It's like, oh,
well,
no.
Well, I think I can do Fonny. She's like, I'm Fonny. I'm from Austria. And I have a song, but I had sex with other people. And I lost my husband and my manager. I'm Fonny.
Everything that moves, I want to have sex with them.
I'm sorry. I want to fuck everything. And I have paintings. I like paintings. I really
I
would like to
paint,
sex with my manager.
And I have to sing, too.
I am Fonny.
This is what makes me hippie.
This is hippie. This is how I have party now. So that way I have, you know, Fonny. People see Fonny. Excuse me, it's my party and I would like to make a toast. Thank you.
Oh my God. So we open this with Massimo, the Italian.
Yes, Massimo.
Who's like the probably most likely gay Italian who is a Renaissance man. He can cook. Yes. He can act. He can sing. He can write. He's a poet. He can build homes. He can make cars. He invented the light bulb. Anything you want.
Except say the word put properly. Put, 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 put. I love when he does his American accent. Like, okay, now I'm speaking with a southern accent. Good day, mate.
Hello, let's go to the rodeo, cowboy.
Hey, y'all, I'm from the south.
If we're making fun of your bad accent, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, Massimo, although he did cook up a meal in this episode, and I believe that he can cook. So I am not going to ding him for that. That's one thing I trust he is good at.
Yeah, he seems like a cute guy. Like, he's always trying stuff.
He actually seems super nice. He actually seems very nice. He's probably like a lot. He's one of those people that's like, oh, Massimo's so nice. We sort of have to be in the mood to hang out with him.
Yeah. He's like, how come nobody invites me to all the places that you guys go to in America?
Because, you know, he probably, like, asks a lot of things. He's like, oh, could you pass my headshot along? Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's one of those.
You know,
go to his improv shows and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I can do this show, but I have to bring 15 people. And you're like, oh, Massimo.
Ugh, I hate people like that. By the way, we're doing a live show at the Improv on January 25th. Trying to fill 100 seats, so thanks. Then we have Bliona. Bliona is like Madonna of Albania, and she doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give a fuck
yeah,
about what.
Yeah, Bliona doesn't give a fuck what you think.
You know what I don't like about Bliona, amongst many things, is that she's the type of person who'd be like I'm a strong woman. I could do everything like a man. Like, don't say I can't do something because I can do it. And then it's like. Then as soon as she runs out of gas, she's like, will you fill up this gas tank for me? You're a man. You should be able to do this. I'm just a woman. I'm like, no, you can't do that, Bliona. Bliona Blelmsley.
I love that. She makes the gas station guy. First of all, she's totally rude to him. He's like, yeah. Oh, is your gas empty? She's like, no, I'm just here to say hi to you. Okay, yeah. No, I'm here to say hi to you. It's not about my gas. I'm just at the gas station to say hi. He's like, yeah. Not getting the sarcasm at all. And she's like, how do you do this noozle? You come do it for me. And he's like, no, I can't leave the store. She's like, no, you do it. You'll do it.
Do it right now. Do it right now. Close
him
out,
makes him do it, and then she's like, you don't know how to work this? And he's like, I've never had to use it. And she's like, you are a man. Figure it out. Get it together. You're a man. What kind of man are you?
Oh, no.
I thought she was really funny because she is just such an asshole.
Oh, she is. Like when she was at the recording studio and there's like a sound engineer and she just gives him the keys. She's like, okay, can you just park this out front? Thank you very much. Didn't even say thank you. Like, thank you, bye.
She's like, I'm parked in the middle of the street because I don't know how to park the car. So you go park it for me and then bring me some tea.
Yeah, bring me some tea. Can someone secure this microphone stand? It's too wobbly for me, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Me, 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 me.
Which is literally how she sounded. And then she's like, oh, I don't like this headphone. Get me different headphone. These are from China.
Yeah. I want good Albanian headphone, you know? It's made of rye bread and wires.
This is made out of the poor people from downtown in Albania. You know, we take their bones and they have the perfect way to listen to things. You know, you got out a baby's bones and then you put the cord on it. This is what I want. Do it. I am the star here. In Albania, I'm Madonna.
In Albania, the city has 100,000 people, and 100,000 people came to my concert. That means I have, like, control over 100,000 people. Well, guess what? You probably just sang in the town square. That doesn't count as a concert.
Yeah, no kidding. When your town only has one store, of course everybody's going to go to it. It's like here when there was, like, lines around the block for a Dunkin' Donuts, because there's only one.
I'm looking up Leona.
Leona?
Leona. Leona's a singer star.
Leona, rock star, singer star. Yeah, she was. I love that she was talking about how her father was in the Secret Service, so, and she's a princess, so she used to just be able to call the government to do whatever she wanted, but then the government changed and then they were nothing. So I'm wondering how much of her musical career was given to her because of that, you know?
Probably about 100%.
Yeah. And so now she's in America. It's like, bitch, you better get somebody on the city council or something. You better get your dad on the city council.
Well, everyone wants to hear an Albanian pop star. She's Biliona.
Who doesn't want
to
hear it?
Who doesn't want to hear 1, 2, 3, 4?
You know what else we do in Albania that's very popular? Potatoes.
Potatoes. I have a song about potatoes.
You think people are going to give up potatoes? No, they love us. They love us. I will make my way here. I will be the first potato superstar.
I have a very famous song called 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato whore, because I'm a fame whore, Leona.
Oh,
it's a good song.
I'm looking for this video that was posted on our timeline.
Oh, let's find Leona video.
So
let's
we
find
can play it for the people.
Hold on, let me find it too, because I'm on her Wikipedia page. And you know, Leona says, I'm going to write a check that says, fuck you, I want to sing now.
I'm going to make a song called Fuck You, I'm Famous. Okay, here it is. Are
Fuck
you guys
famous.
Ready?
No, I'm not ready. Oh, are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm
so
going
I can
to
hear
play
it too?
It. Yeah.
Okay, play it. I'm going to sing along because I'm Fuck You Famous too.
I'm Fuck You Famous.
Fuck You Famous. Fuck You, I'm Famous.
There we go.
Fuck You, I'm Famous. Famous.
I have a towel on my head.
I drive a golden Lexus.
Putting on makeup.
I don't know how to put gas in my Lexus.
Makeup.
I don't know how to read the gas gauge in my Lexus.
And lipstick and makeup and fonts over fonts.
I have a big forehead and strange hair. Because I'm famous, so fuck you, I'm famous. Fuck you, I'm famous. I like to drive around and stuff. I listen to things and talk to people.
Did you like it, Ben?
You know, I thought, you know, I have to say, Ronnie, when I'm listening for new emerging artists, my favorite thing is to have them say, fuck you, I'm famous. It really endears me to them. It's really relatable.
I love
you know?
Her. I love, granted, I've only made it 48 seconds into this song. But I love her examples of being famous. She's like, look, I'm putting on makeup. Look, I have a towel on my head. Look, I'm at the beach. Look, I'm getting into an Uber. It's like, what the fuck? How is any of this making you famous, okay? And then there's all these magazines that she's been in that, of course, no one's ever heard of. She just does look very pretty. I don't doubt that she's famous there. Is she going to become famous here? Oh, my God, what if she is the next Madonna?
Well, I hope that she and Fonny have a duet.
I'm funny, and my song is about painting and fucking. It's called Fuck You, I'm Painting. Like, I literally want to fuck you while I'm painting, because I'm funny. Very big in Japan.
Meanwhile, we also have Oleander from Denmark.
Which one is Oleander?
He's the one with, like, he's, like, the blonde one who seems, like...
Oh, the jewelry guy.
Jewelry guy with, a, like, a really good body, but is, like, sort of annoying with everything he does.
Like, look, everybody thinks I'm gay because I shave my chest and I shave my balls. But that's it, okay? I don't bleach my asshole or any of this crazy LA stuff.
Everyone thinks I'm gay because I'm having sex with that busboy at Sir. But no, I'm not. I'm straight.
And it's not gay if you don't swallow.
In Denmark, we just call that kuflachsen. It just means boy on the side, but still straight.
Yes, don't they have know. These in all of the steam rooms.
Yes. Yeah, the steam
it
rooms
is like free tub service.
Yes. Yes. Very popular. Mm-hmm. My most popular jewelry is cock ring. Does not gay, though. No gay for me.
Yeah, that gay guy's dating a teenager. I like him because he's rich and he did it all himself. He came here with nothing. And now look at him. So I like him.
Yeah, actually, I don't really mind him that much.
I like him and the other guy. I like
Sasha.
That they're like,
I like Sasha.
Working yeah. out and they just haven't given up, you know?
Yeah, I
they're
yeah,
like hot
I,
and rich.
Well, my like favorite him. Thing, my favorite thing with Sasha is like, he's like, you know, like I'm just trying to make a life for myself so that way I can bring my family over from Germany. I'm like, listen, this is not like the immigrant experience of like I have a family like in India or in Mexico and I'm like trying to earn just enough money so that they can come over here. He's like, he has tons of money. He's like, I just want to be able to build a mansion so that way when they come over here, they're happy. I'm like, why don't you just bring them over now? Like,
why not? Because he impregnated some damn teenager. Didn't you see the video of his wife? Well, it wasn't on this episode, but it was on the preview. They showed the video of his wife and kids. She's like 20. He ran the hell away, impregnated some teenager and ran the hell away. He's like, I'll bring you over when I have money for a giant mall. Like,
yeah.
Good luck with that, honey. He's probably sending her $20.
Yeah,
every week
exactly.
Or something. And she's like, oh, we are rich.
And then we also have the other woman. I forget her name, who is married to Swedish House Mafia. She
not
seems
sure
like
about her yet. She seems like a bitch on wheels.
She seems like she does not want to be part of this.
But she probably is the one who put it all together. She's like the biggest fame whore of them all. Like the one who doesn't have any talent but likes to put things together.
Well, she is the Angelina Jolie of Sweden.
Yeah, she's the. Every country has their Brad and Angelina, and in our country, it's us. Oh, no.
Leon's like, I am Angelina Jolie, and I am also Madonna. Sorry, my accents are now getting so messed up. It's like very hard to go from accent
You're
to accent.
The Meryl Streep of Albania.
I think I'm like doing Asian accents now. I'm like, I am Leona.
No, you kind of give Tawny one. You're like, hello, I'm Tawny.
Hello, Tawny.
You
I'm
like
funny.
Chicken fried steak? You like sweet sour chicken, rice, steam or brown?
I'm funny. I work at Walk and Roll for now.
You look at inside a cookie or cookie no make sense. You eat the paper. Ah!
Now my time for toast.
I like that, like, Fonny has a dinner party, and then Leona gets up, and she's like, I just want to thank everyone for coming here to this my dinner party. Fonny's like, no, I think that I should do toast now instead. Then I was like, fine, I'll be somewhere, you know, I'll go somewhere where they want me to have a toast. Shut up.
I will do video call to downtown Albania, where everybody will gather to watch me toast.
I toast all of Albania right now. And they will get on their cell phone and watch.
Well, she already hated Bliona, which was funny. Yeah. But she's like, oh, maybe you let me toast at my own party? And Bliona was like, what's this bitch's problem? I am surprised that she fucked with Bliona first, because from the previews, I just figured Bliona was going to be the asshole. But I love that it was Tawny. Like, she's
Fonny.
Coming up.
Fonny.
What is her name?
Fonny with an F.
Fonny?
Fonny.
I can't with this show.
No, I actually, because you know that actually Fonny is going to be the biggest bitch of all. But it's sort of awesome because she walks around these little dresses.
And she seems so sweet. She's like one of those stripper girls who's always like, oh, honey. I know. I like that color too. Have you ever seen The Goonies? Oh, this is my favorite movie. And then the minute something doesn't go right, she's like, eh, I hate you. You never do anything for me.
Throws
a fit. You know it's that girl.
Yeah.
You can totally tell that that's that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. That's just the way funny is, okay?
I like Blayona so far because I like watching her order her parents around and giving herself lipo laser in bed.
Yeah.
And I like Mossimo and Fonny because they went to Target and banged on pans.
Yeah, I was just in that Target. I just bought Settlers of Catan. It's my dorky admission of the day.
What did you buy?
Settlers of Catan. It's a board game. It's like the best.
Oh, so Bean. Dorky.
You should come over and play.
Oh, Bean. I'm not going to come over and play anything anymore because I went over and played Grand Theft Auto, and guess who's been sitting in front of the Xbox like he has.
You bought it?
No, I have four, though, already. So I was like, oh, I'll play some Grand Theft Auto and practice my driving in case I go to Ben's house again one day.
Practice my driving.
I've been playing that for 3 days now, so thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm actually trying to figure out how to work picture-in-picture so I can watch my Bravo shows while I play and kind of mix the sickness.
I like to play a game called Grand Theft Fonny, where you just play as Fonny walking around the city.
Hello, excuse me. I have to kill you now and steal your car. Thank you. I'm Fonny.
I love your Asian Fonny.
Yeah. She's big in Japan.
What about Leona? I'm so sorry I hit in your car. You were not looking where you are going, so I'm going to kill you now. Okay, hooker? I'm Fonny.
Leona's like, give me your car now. Like, now I take your car and I drive away and murder you. Okay? Because I'm fucking famous now. Fuck you. Fuck you, I'm famous, Grand Theft Leona.
I'm sorry that my driving is so bad, but I'm looking for my song on the radio. So if somebody can find a radio station with my song, maybe I can drive better and stop killing so many pedestrians in the streets.
I am the world record holder of Grand Theft Auto Albania. And it's a game where it's a free-roaming game where you drive around fields and avoid sheep. It's a good game.
And then, if you win a reward, your father gets better job in government. If you do not win a reward, you lose everything.
You rob bank in Tirana. And there's only one bank there, so it's the only mission in the game. And I'm very good at it.
Well, I can tell you this much. I'm going to love these Euros, man.
Me too.
I love it. I already love this show, which means it's probably going to be canceled in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although maybe we broke that curse with Vanderpump Rules. Although I hated Vanderpump Rules for a long time. You've always liked it.
No, I hated it too. In the beginning, I was like, this fucking show. And then I bow down at the altar.
All right. Well, we're leaving this show soon, Ben. So I want to talk really quickly about the final shows. Top Chef, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Ben?
I still love it. That guy Aaron is still such an asshole. What did he do this week? He got me so – it's like a week ago, so I can't remember.
He's
he got me so mad.
Asshole. But then he started in on this whole, my dad – you know, I grew up without a dad. And, you know, my parents couldn't afford to send me to culinary school like everybody – like he started playing the pity card, I guess, because he knew he was coming across as a total dick.
Yeah.
But guess what? A lot of people didn't grow up with a dad. It doesn't give them a right to be mean to other people. And, like, who cares if other people went to culinary school and you didn't? So now you're just going to be mean to anybody who has an education?
That's what I hated about prick. Him. That's what I hated because, you know, the culinary instructor, she's this super sweet woman, okay? She's really lovely. I like her, you know? And he beats her. So what happens is that Aaron loses the quickfire. So it was a sudden death thing. So in order for him to stay on the show, he has to challenge someone, and if he beats them, he gets to stay on the show. So he chooses the culinary instructor because he's like, yeah, because I didn't go to culinary school, so I want to prove that you don't have to go to culinary school. And he beats her, and he's like, oh, I guess that, like, how'd that education work out for you? Or I guess it just shows – it's like he's being an asshole. He's, like, picking a fight. Perfectly lovely woman, and it's like you said.
Yeah, what are you being
like,
an asshole about? You just lost the quick fire. You just cooked the worst thing out of like 15 people. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, and the whole episode, he was just like had this chip on his shoulder against this woman, and you know he's that type. You know he's got a chip on his shoulder about everything and everyone. And you know what? Last week I was saying how I didn't like the guy, the Mexico-sher guy. He's got the Japanese. Yeah, now I like him, and I like that he was like he was basically making fun of Aaron. Yeah, he was making fun of Aaron, like, in the stew room. And Aaron's like, hey, fucking shut up already. Like, you did a fucking da, da, da. And I was like, no, you shut up.
And he's like, no, why don't you shut up? If you don't want anybody to like you, I'm not going to like you, okay? So own it. Own it if you want to be a jerk. I love that guy.
Yeah, no, Aaron's like a total – he's just an asshole. I hate him.
A-hole picks teacher. Teacher apologizes for dish. And then – oh, God. So then the teacher, later, they go to the ballpark, and she cooks her dish, and it – she doesn't do her custard right or whatever, but she still makes a lovely dessert. So yeah. Before they can even say anything, she's like, I really messed it up. It was a failure of technique. It was supposed to be a custard, but now it's a mousse. And they're like, stop talking yourself down. This is actually really good. You just totally fucked yourself over. And then she did the reality show sin. But my dad died and cancer this. I'm like, oh,
you're using that.
It's like,
no, I was okay with it. I was okay with it. I think there's a context. I think when Amber does it on Jersey, it's bad because I feel like she's doing it for fame. I think in this case, it was – I thought it was an
people
was
hold on to that use. Shit until they're in trouble. They always – it's if she had done it last week when – well, I don't think she's won anything yet. But if she had done it when she was on the top, like in this episode, if they were like, you're in the top three, and she was like, oh, this means so much because my dad died. That's one thing. But they always do it when they're in trouble, when they're like, you know, you – your dish sucked. They're like, oh my god, my dad's dead. I don't like that.
I thought it was appropriate. And you know what? The producers probably told her to say it anyway.
Oh, blame the producers whenever it's convenient.
You know what? I am standing up for the lovely culinary instructor because she has this asshole coming after her now. And so therefore, I'm going to be like her,
but let's face it. She's made broccoli salad, a terrible custard. And she's already cried about her dead dad twice. So she's not really high up in my.
All right.
I have my reality show rules, okay? Fine. You can mention that. You can mention your drama one time, but you cannot do it every fucking time. I hate that.
Fine.
Cancer. Anyway, cancer, Ron. Cancer.
Ron was voted off.
It's okay, cancer. Cancer, go away, cancer.
Ron was voted off for putting a big ball in his soup. And he cried, and you know what, though? It's his fault.
That was funny, because he was crying, but he's like, I know I'm better than everybody else here. Shut up, fat queen. Get out of here. You ain't better than anybody else.
Yeah, he was the one who told Joy. Was that her name? Yeah, Joy Crump, who we liked. He was the one who was like, oh, no, don't take the bones off that veal. And then she went home because of it. So you know what? Karma is a bitch, and it came back for him.
Yeah. I'm always rooting for the big, fat, gay guy, you know, especially when they have a birthmark on their head, but. Yeah. No, don't be a jerk, right?
I didn't think he was gay. I thought he was straight and had a son.
Oh, really? Never mind. I'm glad he's gone. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. So the only other show was
Below Deck.
I watched the Below Deck reunion. I only watched like an hour of it. It was an hour and a half, but my DVR cut it off. So it was a fun reunion, but honestly the best part was when they were talking about Janice and Kelly's relationship and where it was now. And Kelly says, it was like the funniest thing. He's like, listen, like, Janice was saying, you know, my issue with Kelly was that he was like not really there. Like, you know, he wasn't really present in the relationship. And, you know, she's like, you know, I'm not needy, but when you say you're going to like pick me up from the airport and you don't pick me up, like, that's like an issue for me. That's basically what she said. And then he's like, what? I was a good boyfriend. Like, you know, we took pictures and put them on Instagram together. We put them on Twitter. Like, his defense was basically that, like, they had a good social media presence. And she was like, that's the internet. And he's like, well. And then Andy, first of all, was an asshole this entire reunion. Like, he was so in, like, he was, like, within, like, the first 30 seconds, he's like, oh, Kelly, like, your dick pic was on the internet, huh? You know, and like everything was like that. Like, oh, can you, like, he's like, hey, can you make a towel look like boobs? Like, he was so like puerile, you know, not to say that we aren't, but like, he's the host of an actual TV show and we're just the podcasters. But anyway, at one point it comes up the fact that like Janice plain and short. You know, Janice plain and short, like, it's like she's sort of like not quite at Kelly's level, et cetera, et cetera. And so Kelly was like trying to defend this. And so he literally says on the reunion, I'm sorry, it was so awful. Like, I literally like laughed out loud. He's like, listen, you know, people are like saying things like, hey, she's too ugly for you. And she's like, they were saying, she's too ugly for you. And I was like, no, there's a lot more than just looks.
Oh, my God. What did she, how did she react?
I mean, everyone, like, Ben the chef was like, and, I mean, even, like, Captain Lee was like, oh, whoa. The fact that, like, his response was not like, no, like, she's beautiful. It was that, like, no, there's a lot more going on than just that. gone. I literally was like,
well, I'm going to miss that little show. Bye, Below Dick.
Yeah, Kelly kind of came off. He was pretty bad on it. He did, and Janice came off as actually very sympathetic. You know, it was like a fun reunion. Nothing too notable, except that Andy was just being really tacky, and Eddie gained some weight. Speaking of tacky, me.
Oh, really?
That's it. Yeah, he gained a little bit of weight.
Alex P?
Yeah.
Don't do it, Alex!
But otherwise, it was fine. You know, Kat still was not, like, really owning up to the fact that, like, she blew Amy's boyfriend or Amy's crush back in the day. Yeah, it was all the same stuff. It was good. Good times.
Well, next week, we have more Euros, more Vanderpump, and more Real Housewives of New Jersey. What else are you going to watch for next week, Ben?
I think you just named it all.
Just three?
Wait, what else? Oh, Atlanta. We have Atlanta.
Oh, we do? That starts this week?
Starts on Sunday.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we have it, people.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, thanks, you guys, for listening to another episode.
Yeah.
Join us on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to become a subscriber for our bonus episode, which today is about gay guys complaining about crosswalks.
Yeah.
You see, guys?
It's a lot more. It's a lot more entertaining than that, I would like to say.
Yeah. We just talk regular bullshit there.
We talked about Thomas Ravenel also and his election loss.
Yeah. And we're having our live show January 25th here in LA at the Laugh Factory.
No. The Improv. Where is it?
The Improv. Sorry, Laugh Factory.
What an awful thing to say, Ronnie.
Awful. So come see that. Terrible. To find all of our social media stuff, go to watchwhatcrappens.com and come to our Facebook page to talk to everybody else listening and posting. And that's facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. And thank you guys so much for being on that page and for supporting this podcast. You are making my dreams come true, guys. And that is only a slight exaggeration.
No, it's honestly, speaking from the heart, it actually is really helping my life. It's supporting me, basically.
Yeah. So thanks, you guys, so much for that. Go over there. We'll have Ringers posted probably this week. And then next week we have our Google Hangout. So come be a part of it. Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Thank you guys so much for everything. Ben, thanks for another great week.
No, thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, guys.
We will talk to you next time.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.